This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Lee Chui Lin alongside Kelvin Yee and Ayman Rashad. Coming up, we discuss Suhakam's call for the government to set up an Orang Asli Commission.
And then Escape Intro, Lin, Ian and Julian look at Weathering With You, the latest anime film from the director of 2016 favourite Your Name.
And you can always join the conversation. Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. All this coming your way on the Evening Edition.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
7:05 in the evening with Lin, Kelvin and Ayman. And our next story is about the rights of the Orang Asli, which is actually a continuing conversation, one that's been coming up quite a lot over the last few months, which is great, although more forward motion would also be welcome, I think. So Suhakam wants the government to set up an independent commission for Orang Asli. They feel that the government isn't moving fast enough in solving issues related to the community. And of course, here we're talking about things like customary land rights, well-being and religion.
So this is what Suhakam recommends, how the commission should be. It should comprise mainly of Orang Asli reps accepted by their tribes, and their role is to propose and monitor sustainable development programs on their land, promote participation at all levels, and conduct research on issues related to their well-being.
And this is something that is very much needed because for example, the land of Orang Asli keeps on being logging on it. So having Orang Asli reps in a commission will empower them and provide them decision-making powers, which should help deal with Orang Asli issues in Malaysia.
I actually think that, there's a lot of things involved in this, right? The idea that there's going to be a commission indicates that there is at least going to be some form of centralization when it comes to empowering, you know, that issue that you're talking about. But I also think on that subject of representation, before you start talking about what those rights are, I think if you're not hearing from people on the ground about the complexities surrounding the situation, I find that it's incredibly easy. And I don't think anybody is exempt from this when talking about Orang Asli rights. It's incredibly easy to slip into this, we could help if only they would tell us how, tone of voice. It tends to come out very often. You hear people saying, yeah, well, we're only trying to provide medical care. We're only trying to get people to go to school. We're only trying to. And none of that necessarily acknowledges the realities of ways of life or the realities of how life is actually lived on the ground. So if nothing else, just for a start, I think it's a tremendously huge step to even have people there going, okay, stop talking at us. Let's talk back. You know, now you're going to listen for a little bit about why it is that this bothers me.
And not only talk back, right? You give essentially based on Suhakam's suggestion, it would also be giving them the power, the authority, and the oversight to be able to monitor the situation themselves, because I'm sure there's plenty of nuances and cultural traditions that they perhaps have a greater understanding of that, you know, we might not, right? And it's easy to get that understanding from them right now. You can say that, well, they're not as politically involved. Well, but they are, you know, over the years, they have been more actively mobile in terms of political participation. They have been part of many, many protests, including Bursa, including the ones recently at Parliament to ask for their land rights. So they are very much involved in the political system. Now it's just giving them a seat at the table officially.
And also giving them more decision-making powers, which can help more formulate better policies in terms of development, land development. And it's also important to encourage sustainable development, because there's a statistic found in New Mandela which said that in the future we should concentrate on sustainable development when it comes to Orang Asli land, because land development comes under the state, and the state tends to go for extractionist policies. They log all the timber, but that only brings it about 22 billion ringgit in revenue, compared to the tourism industry, which brings in 201 billion. So that's a more profitable, and if you concentrate on sustainable tourism, then it's a better direction in terms of bringing in economic development for the Orang Asli as well.
Yeah, and I think having pieces of research like that, having understanding of just all the different things that are going to go into it, it helps when you have more heads. It helps when you have more voices. So looking forward to this actually taking place. Now, we're going to be speaking after this with Suhakam Commissioner Gerald Joseph to explain how this is going to shape up. That will be coming your way after this. If you have any thoughts about Orang Asli rights, about what a commission like this could achieve, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:11 in the evening, and you are with Lynn, Ayman, and Kelvin, and we're talking today about the formation of a commission for the rights of an independent commission, rather, for Orang Asli to look into all the things that we always talk about when we look at the actual circumstances surrounding Orang Asli in our country. So land rights, well-being, just all these different facets. And now we are going to be speaking to Suhakam Commissioner Gerald Joseph on the line with us to explain things a little bit more. Gerald, as always, thank you so much for joining us. Could you talk to us about Suhakam's recommendation to have this commission for Orang Asli, given that we already have JAKOA, or the Department of Orang Asli Development?
So the proposal comes from the National Inquiry Report. Suhakam did a nationwide feedback of the stakeholders and the indigenous people of Sabah, Sarawak and West Malaysia, in order to come up with 18 proposals to the government on how to address the concerns of the land rights of indigenous people in Malaysia. So when we use the word indigenous people, the correct Malay terminology is Orang Asal. Okay, and when we use the word Orang Asli, it is only refers to the indigenous people of West Malaysia. Then the indigenous of Sarawak and Sabah will have many different tribal groups. When you put them all together, they are called Orang Asal. But whenever we mention Orang Asli, just to be clear, we are referring to the indigenous of West Malaysia. So the call for the commission really is a commission for indigenous people on land rights for the whole of Malaysia. That is the original call of our recommendation number 18, which was the previous government accepted all the recommendations except this recommendation number 18 to set up a commission for the land rights of indigenous people. But Suhakam continues to call on this new government that it needs a mechanism, and a commission will be a very good mechanism on land rights. But the mechanics need to be worked out, because land rights is linked to land laws in the different parts of Malaysia, and the land laws are different. So one commission also may not be able to address all the land laws. So I think the application of this recommendation number 18, the government will have to work out what's the best mechanism. And I think our proposal now to call for this commission on indigenous people on land rights fits well with the recent convention that was organized by the government. They had a national convention on Orang Asli 2019, I think earlier part of this year. And in that convention, 137 resolutions were decided. It was a large gathering, you know, about 1,000 people, mainly indigenous people. And one of the resolutions is to set up a tribunal that will be tasked with the determination of the issue of land rights of the Orang Asli. And that is a good proposal that fits well with our proposal of a commission.
So to amend what we said earlier, it should be a commission for Orang Asal then, not just Orang Asli. Gerald, thanks so much for that clarification. Now, when it comes to land rights for the indigenous people, there's still some confusion over why a different set of rules should apply, so to speak. Could you walk us through that?
So I think for Malaysians, we need to understand that Orang Asli is different from how we live life. Their relationship with the land is very important because they've been in that community, that forest space, and they have some kind of deeper spiritual relationship with the Tanah Adat or the land, you know. And so they depend on it, and it also gives their identity as Orang Asli. So that's why land becomes a big issue, and they've been battling to get recognition of land for a long time. We may not understand, because for you and I in the city, maybe if we get a small plot with a small house or small condo, we actually feel grateful we have a house. But it's different for them because they have spiritual lands that they need to forage. They have ancestral burial grounds. They have a spiritual religious ceremony that links up with the spirit world of the forest. So in one sense, this forest is their space, their living context, and also more importantly, where they derive their meaning of identity as Orang Asli.
So problems around land rights have been happening for a long time now. Every now and then we see yet another village protesting against encroachment of their land. So what would be the role of the commission in addressing this problem?
So I think this commission, the proposal for the Indigenous Peoples, National Commission on Indigenous People, its role would be like any independent commission to give government advice on laws and policy related to Indigenous people, to propose and monitor the various development programs that are affecting their land, to promote participation of Indigenous people at all levels. So there's a very interesting concept called the free prior informed consent, which is now adopted as a good practice globally, which means Indigenous people must be involved in their own development through a process that is free, prior, meaning from the date it starts the planning, it should be there. They should be informed of what's happening. And of course, consent, free consent from them in participating or agreeing to whatever development on their land. So this is an important concept that I think a commission like this can take on in a detailed way. Another part would be to actually conduct research on matters of Orang Asli and also have a mechanism that can resolve the contestation of land of the Orang Asli claims and make that recommendation to the various state governments on the recognition of their land titles. So I think this is our call that if the commission is set up in this manner, it will actually go a long way towards resolving the many complaints by the Orang Aslis in West Malaysia as well as the indigenous people of Sabah and Sarawak.
So given that Suhakam's National Inquiry Report was written 5 years ago, is it still very much relevant today?
Because Suhakam still regularly receives complaints. The Orang Asli is a very active community now, quite organized, and we get submissions from them about land rights, about development projects infringing their land, about logging issues, coming close to their village, taking up their forest, about health issues, about water issues. And I mean, I think Malaysians will remember the blockades that has happened in Kelantan and Perak as a symptom of their desperation to protect their land because of logging, taking over their land. And so I think as we keep getting the complaints, it's still so relevant because the root problem of the Orang Asli demand for recognition of land rights, which means the government says, okay, this is your land, you have the right, you can stay there, and we will not approve any more projects in your area or approve more logging in your area. So I think there is a very clear rationale why some resolution in order to get state governments to comply to recognize the land rights. And I think the complaints will keep on coming if nothing much is done to change their basic demand.
So for the moment, it doesn't feel as if state governments would be very keen on following the free, prior and informed consent model in land development that you just described. We've recently seen conflicts between the Orang Asli and the Perak and Kelantan state governments, just as a couple of examples. Are you hopeful about changing the situation for the various state governments?
So I think the time has come for Malaysian development policy to actually make a very strong decision on what kind of development and way forward we want. So number one, we need to decide logging is not sustainable while wood is needed, but logging our forests is going to impact the very last green lungs that we need now. And recognizing Indigenous people's land rights, which is actually in the heart of the forest, is actually the way forward, because maybe we need to move away from logging. But this is a hard political decision because it's also linked to the economics of state government, which means state government and the federal government must start working on new sustainable development economic models. So maybe the economic ministry should also be working hand in hand with state governments in order to support them towards getting alternative economy in place so as not to be dependent on the forest. And a lot of these forests were earmarked as hutan kekal, permanent forest, but then they get re-gazetted again for logging after some time. So I think I'm hopeful that Malaysians, not the government, Malaysians by and large know we need to protect our green lung, our forest. It's now our turn to demand from both federal and state government for alternative, different type of economic models in order to sustain state governments. Many countries have also moved away from depending on forest products. And I think a lot of land has already been opened up for oil palm plantations, and I think many of these lands also may impact some of the indigenous land. But I think there is a policy now that probably is no more opening up of new lands for palm oil or rubber. That could be a needed break from opening up more lands, because I think our forest cover is not so much. And we need that forest cover if we want Malaysia to continue to be beautiful and have an ecosystem that is balanced.
Gerald, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Suhakam Commissioner Gerald Joseph weighing in on a independent commission for Orang Asal. And so if you have any thoughts, you can send them through. WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We are also going to be headed to Skip Intro today after the 7:30 news. And I'm just going to tell you now that we are planning to talk about very sad anime. So if that is your thing, then do join us there. In the meantime, we have The Kinks with Power Man, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.